Last year was a terrific one for investors in U.S. stocks, who by some measures experienced an average return exceeding 30%. But it was a terrible year for those who invested in gold. Many investors shunned gold last year, halting 12 straight years of price gains in the process. Over that 12-year period, the price of gold surged more than 500%. The fall in gold's price last year was due to a number of factors, including booming stock markets in much of the world. Investors sold gold in order to raise funds available to invest in publicly traded companies. Moreover, many investors in gold had anticipated a significant uptick in global inflation last year. Inflation erodes the value of national currencies, which in turn induces people to hold money in hard assets like gold. But when that anticipated inflation failed to materialize in 2013, gold was routed. Investors pulled roughly $40 billion from gold funds last year, the most recorded in data going back through the year 2000, according to Bloomberg. Recently, gold has been trading at around $1,200 per ounce, but according to commodities researchers at Goldman Sachs, the precious metals price will fall to $1,050 per ounce by the end of 2014. Of course, that's just a forecast. For WIPR, I'm Anibon Basu.